The following program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. It's time now for the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Here's your host for the program, Joseph J. Zoppi.
Hello, welcome to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, a real estate investor, consumer advocate, author, and managing partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You could reach us at templarcashforhouses.com. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R, cashforhouses.com. That's one word. Or you could call us at 973-240-8593. Again, 973-240-8593. And we could answer any questions you may have, or you could email us from our website to ask any questions, as well as if you want something discussed on this radio show. For first-time listeners, my company is a real estate investment firm. We buy houses for cash, we purchase apartment buildings, we do joint ventures with other real estate investors. We loan money for rehabs and provide transactional and gap funding as well. We work with individuals that want to invest with us in single-family houses up to apartment buildings. We do not speculate, and we're very protective of our money and our investors' money. We're not a brokerage, and I'm not a real estate agent, but I have individuals on staff that are agents that could sell your house through the traditional multiple listing service. This show is going to go over everything there is about real estate and those things that impact real estate. We'll talk about our rehabs, some of our investments, what went well, what issues we had, and how we overcame them. We'll talk about the economy and interest rates. We'll discuss trends in the real estate market. Real estate is one of your biggest investments, so it's important you know as much as possible about it. I will provide you with my opinion. It's only my opinion. I ask everyone to do lots of research in anything that they want to purchase or any type of service they want. Again, I say it every week, I'll continue to drive on it. It's very, very important when you look something up that it's balanced. Again, you might see something with a couple bad reviews or some good reviews. You got to balance it out. So it's not just black and white. Case in point, I always say that when you read an article, you got to make sure the point of view of the author, because it's usually slanted in one way or the other. So case in point, I was reading an article about an individual that was shot and killed by a police officer, and I read the entire article, and it was, you know, they explained everything that occurred and why, you know, it was innocent, you know, he was innocent, so on and so forth. But what struck me by the article is that it really never said why the officer felt endangered or his point of view. So it was like always, it was just one-sided. And I kept asking myself, well, what happened? What was going through the officer's head when he shot the person, and did he feel endangered or what? And there was no, it was just one-sided. So, you know, how can you look at something, and, you know, the article was well-written and everything, but, you know, I kept asking myself, what about the other person? And that's it. You know, you got to have a balanced article to really see the pros and cons, and then you could maybe make a decision. Second point I always say is that if you get a recommendation from someone, especially a friend, ask lots of questions, because in the end, you still want to be friends with that person. So if it doesn't go well, you know, first of all, don't blame the person. And second of all, you got to ask lots of questions. Next thing, I want to do a shout out to some of my listeners. Obviously, as everyone knows, Paulette and Tim from Cedar Grove. Paulette, of course, is that famous crossing guard in Livingston that's super well known, as well as a number of other individuals, John and Sarah also. I also want to thank a lot of my private investors in terms of their investments in Templar. The other thing, as I always say, is that if you need to sell your house in New Jersey, please give us a call. We'd be more than happy to either list the house or buy it for cash. We buy houses in New Jersey almost exclusively. We do buy some houses in New York now because we are expanding, but a lot of it is in New Jersey. We buy a house in Bloomfield, we'll buy houses in Wayne, we buy a house in West Orange, we buy houses in Parsippany, New Jersey, we buy houses in Monroe, New Jersey. So we cover the entire state. So if you're looking for a cash buyer, please give Templar a call. We'd be more than happy to buy your property. As I always say, and when I talk on the phone with a prospective client, is that you could leave everything or you could take everything or anything in between. I've spoken about it before, about one individual. She packed up a couple boxes of papers, sent it down to Florida, and then she left with the suitcase. And then we had the rest of the house to give to different organizations, Veterans Association, as well as some churches. I think there was also a synagogue in there. And the rest was just nobody wanted it, so we had to unfortunately toss it. Also, we're looking for apartment buildings, 100 plus units. So if you have that, please give us a call. One of the other things is that if you know of anyone that wants to sell their house or apartment building, we always pay referral fees and we're very generous with that as well. Next item on topic is mortgage forbearance. I've been saying it for now 6-7 weeks. I'll continue to say it. If you need assistance with that, please give us a call, because once you come out of mortgage forbearance, they're going to push on doing foreclosures. It still is going to take some considerable time, but as you as time progresses and you don't pay your fees, all these late fees and everything else, they just keep adding up, and it's just vicious. So please, and if you're in mortgage forbearance, I could just about guarantee you're not going to get a refi. You're going to get a loan mod possibly, but not a refi. And refis obviously are going to be preferential over loan modifications for the most part, but it depends. So I'm not going to say definitely, but it depends. Next thing, if you're interested in investing passively in real estate, especially single family homes, we give out different training sessions on that, and we do it in our office or over Zoom, and as a result of it, we could explain how you evaluate a property and whether it's good or not. We also have a spreadsheet that we use, and we would obviously also provide that to you to help you that along. So if you're interested, just go to investwithtemplar.com, put your name, email address, and we'll schedule some time. Okay? As I always say, you know, real estate's a hard asset. It's very easy to, for the most part, evaluate it, you know, what it's worth. And that's one of the biggest things I love about it compared to other types of investments, crypto or whatever the case may be, even just regular, we'll say, businesses. So that's where we invest, and we're very successful with that. With that being said, with that being said, is we're creating a fund where individuals can invest. That we just engage with one of our attorneys. It's an SEC attorney, Security Exchange Commission attorney, and they're putting the paperwork together for that. So the rate of return, I can't say right now exactly, because it's still being worked out, but I think it's above 12% and less than 18%. So that's nice, hefty returns. It's all backed by real estate. So you'll be hearing a lot more about it, but we're going to be focusing on investing in three main areas: fix and flips, ground up construction, which we're getting into a lot of right now, and also multifamily apartment complexes. Those apartment complexes will be in other states where the rate of return is considerably better than the Northeast. So, you know, it's really big in terms of investors looking at properties Southeast, Southwest, South. Anywhere south is really good, as well as certain spots in Ohio and a few other areas. But the South is really hopping, and the rate of returns are very good in it. So that's why we're focusing on there for any type of large apartment complexes. But one of the things that's really evolved lately for us is the ground up construction deals and development deals that we're starting to get into. Two such cases are as follows. One is in Newark. We're looking at a number of ground up constructions. One is going to be 12 units, and another one is going to be 32 units. So we like Newark a lot for multi-family type of apartments, things like that, especially in key areas. So even though you might not think that Newark is a good area for that, but it really is. You have to remember that in every city, people have to live. So it's really that simple. And it really doesn't matter. You might not want to live there, but that doesn't mean that certain key areas that are very strong are not good areas for investments. That's very important. The other thing is that we're working on a joint partnership with a gentleman that is a builder, and we're going to be building approximately 12 houses. They're 2,700 square feet approximately. Multiple different layouts there are. It's located in Sussex County, Hamburg area, and it's called Brescia Farms. And right now there's four up in the complex, and we have two under contracts right now, and more are going to be coming. So we have a total of 12 we're going to be building, 12, 13 probably, maybe a few more. But the area is great. It's got large lots. The floor plans are great. The base model starts at for 2,700 square feet, starts at $599,000. So that's $599,000, and then goes up from there, depending on the type of add-ons you want and additional features. But if you're looking for new construction, right past Sparta, I would please give us a call, and I'd be more than happy to take you up there, review everything, and I think you'll be really well pleased. Like I said, for new construction for that area, for that price, is a very, very good deal. So I'm working with a gentleman. He's been in the industry for 30 years, and he's really well respected from a builder's perspective, and you know, he drives on quality, consistency. All those things are extremely important to me, and when we were talking things over, these are the things that we were talking about. You know, quality, that's one of the biggest things. You know, ethics and paying your contractors on time and them loving you as a result of that. Those are all important things in terms of driving towards a successful project and for a good relationship. So we're extremely, extremely excited about this. And there's a bunch of other plans that we'll probably have in the future as a result of that. We expect to have everything sold. I'm not sure when, but we have a lot of good buzz as a result of that. So please give us a call if you're really interested in new construction. Well, one of the biggest things is you have all these warranties on them, and instead of going into a house that, you know, has been lived in. Now, even when we do our rehabs, we can't guarantee that everything's going to work perfect because, you know, there's certain things that are existing that's in there. And there's certain things from older types of building codes, plumbing codes, things like that, that are behind the walls, and that's the way it is. But, you know, this has the latest in terms of new construction techniques as well as building codes, and that's a great thing. And you know, everything's brand new, so you don't have to worry about fixing things up, you know, for the next 10 years or whatever the case may be, for the most part. And you know, obviously we have warranties on it, so on and so forth. So it's all really great stuff, and like I said, we're super excited about it. And you know, we were selected and worked very closely with the builder. You know, he loved or what we stood for and everything about us in terms of integrity, strong financials, so on and so forth. And those are the things that are very important from a business perspective as well as engaging in any type of real estate transaction. So we're very excited about that. I'm going to close out this segment. But before we do that, again, you could call us at 973-240-8593 or TemplarCashForHouses.com. Again, if you need to sell your house fast, please give us a call. We'd be more than happy to look at it and provide you a cash offer. Thank you very much, and we'll see you shortly.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. T-E-M-P-L-A-R BuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, Managing Partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You could reach us at 973-240-8593 or TemplarCashForHouses.com. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R CashForHouses.com. And if you need to sell your house fast for cash, please give us a call. So, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about was it occurred about 2 weeks ago, and I saved it because I thought it would be good for the show. And it's just an example. So, it was back in approximately September. I think it was September, August. I had reached out to an individual that he had done some work for me. It was pretty good work. And I was short on staff for one of my rehabs. And I texted him and asked him if he was still doing construction, because things change in this economy in this world. So I sent him an email or text, and I called him also. He didn't pick up, and so I texted him, and I didn't hear from him. So about 6 weeks later, I get a text from this gentleman, and it says, his name's Keith, and he says, "Hello, it's Keith, just checking back with you about any work you need help with." So it's 6 weeks, and he didn't respond right away or semi-right away, and that kind of put me off. And what was strange was it was coming from a different number. And, you know, I said to him, I text back, I said, "I text you a while back and you never responded. So no, there's no more work," because he never responded. If he responded and said, "Joe, I'm too busy, unfortunately," that would have been perfect with me. But he just disappeared. And then I always wonder. Then he responded and says, "No, you didn't. So I didn't text him," he's saying. "And you said you would let me know if you had any other projects." So then I started getting a little more pissed off, because now he's making it like it's my fault. And I said, "Yes, I text you on your other phone number." And he responded, "What number?" And then subsequently he texts me his old phone number, the texts that I had, but he kind of cut out the phone number portion of it, so I couldn't see it, but I already knew. And I kept my old texts, so I responded to him, and then he also said, "This is the number I use," like, and then he responded, "Whatever." So I responded back. I took a screenshot of his old number, because I had it, as well as the text that I had sent him. And then he said to me, "That number was changed, so I never received a call." So I find it very peculiar that after over a year, I didn't text him. And if he didn't receive it, then all of a sudden he's texting me back saying, "Joe, do you have any work for me?" So that didn't add up at all. And I responded, "I know these days it is easy to port your phone number to a different carrier, and a contractor's phone number is their most valuable asset. When a contractor changes their number, it's usually because they are hiding from someone. This might not be your circumstance, but I'm not taking the chance. Kind regards." So, like, for my phone number for my cell, I've had it 25 years, or 22, something like that, 23. That's very, very important to me. You know, my company name never changes. You know, you have contractors that are changing their company names, they're changing their phone numbers. Why is that? There's no reason to do it. You know, I was talking to the builder that I'm going to be working with. He goes, "Joe, I've had my company name for the last 25 years or 30 years. I forget what he said. He goes, "I don't change company names or anything like that." And I was like, "Yeah, because we were talking about this." Exactly the case. And, you know, then he, of course, he throws it on me and he says, "Not necessarily true, but I'm glad you told me how you feel so I know not to deal with you. Wrong to judge, my friend. There's plenty of work out there." So, yeah. But I said, "It might be not true, but I'm not taking the chance. Not an issue of judging, issue of managing risk." And that's exactly what I was doing, managing risk. And, you know, people always like to throw that key word out now, "You're judging me," or something like that. There's nothing about judging. It really isn't. It's about you not being forthright. And not saying, you know, that you did change the number. And why would you change the number? Again, you could easily move your phone number from AT&T to Verizon to T-Mobile or whatever, Sprint or whatever the case may be. It's very easy these days. There's no reason not to. Because your phone number is very, very important in business. And everybody uses their cell phone. That's an extension of them and their business. So, again, be wary. Contractors changing their numbers individuals that are in business change their numbers all of a sudden. You know, cell phones are very easy to port over. I'll say that. But if you have like a regular voice over IP system or some other type of system where you're using a particular carrier, it's not as easy sometimes. That I'll be very, very clear on. But with cell phones and for the consumer, they've made it very easy. It used to be harder, but it's easy now. And everybody lives by cell phone. You know, if I had to use a different carrier for my business phone, I might have a challenge changing it. One of them is I use a, for one thing, an 800 vanity number. So it's a special number that, you know, spells out a word. So I would not be able to move that to a different carrier because that's their number. So I kind of rent it. But when it comes to a cell phone, that's a different story. So again, you know, lesson learned. Just be careful when people are always changing their phone numbers when it comes to a business. There has to be a reason why. As I said before, about things being tangible, real estate being tangible. So a couple weeks ago, a handful of UK-based celebrities were talking up a new startup. It was called Crypto Eats. So they would compete against Uber Eats and allow customers to pay for food delivery in cryptocurrency. And there was a bunch of things on TikTok. Influencers were using it. They were promoting it. They threw a party, so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, people were going to start putting money into it. And then almost right after it launched on the internet, they received a few $100,000, and then all of a sudden it was gone. And it was, the plug was pulled on it. And it was just a sham. And there was still stuff on Yahoo Finance for Crypto Eats, and it says it claimed that it raised $8 million in Series A funding and all this other BS. But people jumped on it, there were celebrities on it, and everybody was taken. It was that simple. Whereas with real estate, that's why you go down to the county records. It's very easy. You can see who owns the property. You can see it. You can touch it. So on and so forth. That's what makes it simple. Whereas these types of things, when you're getting into them and you're thinking of great rate of returns, it's not the case. And if it is, it's good. That's great. But what's the upside and what's the downside? And there's more downside, I think, than upside. But again, you could always, you know, make a kill and say, see, I told you, and you're right. But again, when you're doing investments and speculations, two different things. Speculation is based on, it's based on a hunch, based on it could go one way, or go to the moon, or go all the way down. So that's the thing. But it's, you know, those are the types of things that you got to steer away from. Or if you got some risk capital, that's capital that you could lose, then invest it. Simple as that. So one of the other things, there was a discussion on Fox News Sunday with an economist, which is, I'm a big fan of him. His name's Mohammed El-Aran. And he's a chief economist at Alliance. And they were talking about shortages. They were talking about higher interest rates. And he was expecting inflation to remain in the 4 to 5% level. And it's going to be, it's going to take some time before things are sorted out. I think it's going to be a long time. And he said it's not going to be sorted out overnight. There's many years in the making. And then COVID press fast forward on this and accelerated some of the inherent things that are, that were really underlying this. The other thing is, he said, you know, if an investor would recognize that the high ride of all this liquidity wave that eventually the wave breaks. And at some point, you have to be very careful and make sure you're very attentive to that. And that's the case because the Fed's going to tighten up. And, you know, the four things that he said basically is that, you know, the Fed should ease off on the monetary stimulus. They continue to pump money into the economy in response to COVID. That made sense at the highest point of the emergency, but it does not make sense now. They need to take their pedal or foot off the pedal. The second is involved in infrastructure and human investment and to get productivity back up. And that's the thing, human investments through training or whatever the case may be. But we have to get productivity back up. Third is we have to look seriously at the excessive financial risk because of what's happening. And we have to be careful with this inflation, as if it persists, there's going to be major disruptions in the financial markets and it will undermine the economy. And I think that's what's going to happen. That's my belief. I think he's taking a conservative statement on that because he doesn't want to just, you know, shake the apple cart. But he's saying we better watch it. But I think it is. And finally, he says we have to get more people into the labor force. These things are feasible from an engineering perspective. What they require is the political, whether they'll implement it. And that's it. And we've been talking about that as well. So we're going to have to close out today. Thank you very much for being part of the show. Again, you could always reach us at 973-240-8593 or TemplarCashForHouses.com. Please give me a call if you're interested in new home construction up in the Hamburg area near Sparta and, you know, Grand Cascades and, you know, where Vernon Valley used to be, all that up there. Please give me a call. You'd be really, I think, very, very pleased on it. Again, thank you very much for everything. Take care of your family. God bless. Bye.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
The preceding program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision.